This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Here's a little Michigan trivia for you. Do you know the state tree? If you answered the white pine, also known as the eastern white pine, you are correct. But here at Stateside, we wanted to know the how and the why Michigan ended up with this choice. To fill us in, we're joined by the Michigan History Center's Northern Lower Peninsula historian, Hillary Pine. No relation. Hi, Hillary. Welcome to Stateside.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So let's get to it. Of all the amazing trees in Michigan, why did the white pine stand out?
Well, it really comes down to the logging era that was so big in Michigan during the late 1800s. And lumberjacks, they kind of came from the eastern United States. Logging was big there when the country was first colonized. And, really quickly the trees get cut down. They make their way to Michigan, and we have these wonderful stands of old growth white pine.
What made the white pine such a good tree from a lumber industry perspective?
It is really lightweight, but also very strong. So it makes a wonderful building material. And also, lumberjacks call white pine cork pine because it floats. So it's really easy to transport it via rivers or other waterways.
So you can sort of envision what we all tend to think of when we think of lumberjacks, you know, throwing the logs in the river down to the mill.
Exactly.
Right. And was it found all across Michigan at that time?
No. So if you imagine, you know, like we all do, those of us from Michigan, we like to hold up our hands to show where we're from. If you hold up your palm as if it's the Lower Peninsula and kind of imagine this line that runs from kind of the bottom knuckle of your thumb, so sort of that Bay City, Saginaw area, and down and across to kind of the left lower area of the inside of your palm, so kind of the Muskegon area. So this imaginary line running across the state. So everything north of that tends to be a lot of sandy, acidic soil, and that is where white pine likes to grow. So the logging industry in the late 1800s was really happening in the northern Lower Peninsula, some in the mid portion of the Lower Peninsula, and up in the Upper Peninsula as well.
Not only did you just give us a very visual way to figure that out, but that's the first time I've ever heard somebody do that in the course of a scholarly interview, so thank you. As a tree, when we're standing in the forest, do you think the white pine is easy to recognize for those of us who are novices at tree identification?
For me personally, you know, my background's in history, not forestry, so I'm getting better at my tree identification, but I find it much easier to identify a white pine actually when it's younger and the branches are lower to the ground. It's kind of a good way to tell the difference kind of between a red pine or a white pine is grab one of the bundles of needles, and in the word white, there are five letters, and in a bundle of white pine needles, there are typically five needles versus a red pine, three letters in the word red, and there's usually three needles in a red pine bundle.
That is quite the design feature. So putting on the historian hat again, how did the white pine become the official state tree back in the 1950s?
Yeah, so there were the school kids in Saginaw's Weber Junior High School, and they must have been learning about the importance of Michigan's logging era and how important it was to growing our state and our economy and our population. And their teacher encouraged them to contact their local state representative. So they did. And that was a man by the name of Holly E. Hubble. He was the representative for the Saginaw area. And he introduced this bill to create the white pine as our state tree. And that all happened in 1955. So on October 14th, 1955, the act was officially put into law, and it was Public Act 7 of that year.
So it sounds like this was as much a nod to industry and business as it was to the ecological history of the white pine.
Oh, yes. We here in Michigan, we were the national leaders in lumber production from about 1870 to 1900. And that brought $4 billion into Michigan's economy. And that was money then, not adjusted for inflation. So you can see that for the time, that's just significant amount of money, and people were immigrating from all over the world to Michigan because there were so many jobs, both in logging camps and in mills. And the effect that this industry had on our economy, our population, can still be felt today in many places.
How common is the white pine around us today in Michigan's forests?
Today, of course, this a lot was cut down, but we've done a lot of reforestation. So it's pretty common today. Unfortunately, that old growth white pine that the lumberjacks treasured, not too much of that. But if you come to a place like where I work at Hartwick Pine State Park, we do have a beautiful stand of old growth white pine. It's the largest in the Lower Peninsula. But all this reforestation that's happened in the past several decades, a lot of white pine has been replanted. So you can still find it. It's quite abundant.
Do you have a favorite place to see it?
It would have to be Hartwick Pines.
Right. Could you describe the scenery there for those who've never been?
Yeah. So if you've never been or you've never wandered through an old growth forest, it's quite a bit different than a lot of our other Michigan forests, which typically tend to be quite dense. But in old growth forest, there's lots of space on the forest floor. And of course, the trees are really tall. Ours at Hartwick Pines are up to 160, 165 feet tall. And as you walk the trail, you're literally, you know, encased in this canopy of old growth trees towering above you. You can see quite a distance into the forest because there's not much growing on the forest floor. And in the winter, especially, it makes for just a beautiful sight. You go snowshoeing into the woods and you can get up close with those old growth trees, the snow-covered boughs hanging above you. I can see deer beds. It's really an incredible experience.
Hillary, are there ways in which the white pine's economic history is still with us today?
So I mentioned earlier, there are ways in which we can still see the effects of Michigan logging era today. And one of those ways are all the stumps that are left behind. So white pine, they rot from the inside out. So you end up with these almost skeletal looking tree stumps with the outside, the bark still there. And if you're wandering in northern Michigan or the Upper Peninsula and you come across these really large hollowed out stumps, there's a good chance what you're looking at is this kind of this specter of the logging era.
Hillary Pine is the Michigan History Center's Northern Lower Peninsula historian. Hillary, thank you so much for talking with us about the white pine.
Oh, you're very welcome.